Activists for and against abortion rights are massing outside of the Supreme Court following the High Court's 6-3 decision this morning to strike down nearly 50 years of the constitutional right to end a pregnancy. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Today, the Republican-controlled Supreme Court has achieved their dark, extreme goal of ripping away a woman's right to make their own reproductive health decisions. Because of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and the Republican Party, their supermajority in the Supreme Court, American women today have less freedom than their mothers.
Let's go to NPR's Sarah McCammon. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Celeste.
It's incorrect to describe this as a ban on abortion. Instead, it's an end to federal protection of abortion rights. What does that mean?
That's right, Celeste. It means that states now have tremendous latitude to restrict or ban abortion really throughout pregnancy. What Roe v. Wade and subsequent Supreme Court precedents that sort of refined it and supported it had done was to prohibit states from banning abortion, particularly earlier in pregnancy. The thinking was that as a fetus moved toward viability, the state had more of an interest in regulating abortion. But earlier on, you know, a woman had a right to seek an abortion that a state really couldn't interfere with very much at all. So now states essentially get to decide what the policy is. They can ban abortion altogether. And, you know, as we speak, Celeste, I'm seeing reports and also hearing from clinic personnel that I have talked to around the country of clinics shutting down as many states put into effect laws that they already had on the books ready to go for just this situation.
This is what's often referred to as these trigger laws. Can you explain in more detail? Give me an example of what some of these laws now in place do.
Right. Well, according to the Center for Reproductive Rights and the Guttmacher Institute, which are both organizations that support abortion rights and have done a lot of really deep analysis of these state laws, something like 13 states were expected to today, essentially, or very quickly in the next 30 days, prohibit abortion. So, for example, Kentucky and Louisiana and South Dakota all have laws on the books that explicitly ban abortion virtually, I think, throughout pregnancy, maybe with a couple of exceptions. I'd have to double check. But as soon as Roe v. Wade is overturned, and of course the court explicitly said that it was overturned. So those states, you know, I'm already hearing from providers in those states who were immediately shutting down services. There's another tier of states like Texas, for example, that has a 30-day pause, essentially, after Roe is overturned in its state law. However, Texas, like many other states, also has an old pre-Roe v. Wade law on the books. So one clinic I spoke to this morning said they had stopped providing services because they're not sure which law is in effect. And this is something that legal analysts have been predicting, Celeste, that as soon as this decision came down, there would be a lot of uncertainty and a lot of sort of trying to parse what it means and which laws are in effect. But the bottom line is that these organizations have predicted that something like half the country is likely to quickly prohibit most or all abortions. And by quickly, I mean within days or weeks.
And for there are some states, I have to assume, that are already moving to protect abortion rights because of this decision as well, correct?
That's true. We have seen efforts in, for example, in Michigan. The governor there is a Democrat, and she took steps to try to block in court an old pre-Roe abortion ban. That law from 1931 was blocked by a court, although that's still being litigated, so there's some uncertainty there. And then you have states like Illinois, which I just visited within the past couple of weeks, where the governor and the legislature have been working to remove old restrictions and sort of clarify protections for abortion rights. There you have, for example, a large Planned Parenthood clinic in southeastern Illinois, just across the state line from Missouri, from the St. Louis area, that opened up a couple of years ago and has been really preparing for this moment, in part because Missouri has, for years, had very restrictive abortion laws that made it very difficult for patients to get an abortion. And now in this moment, Missouri has a trigger law, so abortion is completely illegal now there. And so states like Illinois have been preparing, you know, and working to take in more patients from out of state.
Yeah. Sarah McCammon covers reproductive rights for NPR. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.